CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 26th of May 2024. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB's Exams and Syllabus Review Group is seeking volunteers. RSGB representatives had a successful time at Dayton Hamvention. The RSGB Discovery Scheme has been relaunched in a new format. The Exams and Syllabus Review Group, or ESRG as it's often known, is looking for new members to move the group forward. Its current task is to approve a new direct-to-full syllabus and to write and approve new questions for the new exams in September due to licence changes. The group meets online every Tuesday between 3 p.m. and 4:30 with members of the Exam Standards Committee, but meeting times can be changed to accommodate everyone. ESRG volunteers need to be a full licence holder, a member of the RSGB, and be able to give a few hours a week. This is your chance to shape the future as we move to Syllabus 2.0 in 2025. To volunteer or find out more, contact the ESRG Chairman Andrew Lenton via esrg.chair@rsgb.org.uk. Members of the RSGB team, including RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, and RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, had a successful time at the Dayton Hamvention, last weekend. The event was a brilliant opportunity to engage with radio amateurs from around the world and resulted in 132 people joining or rejoining the RSGB. There were also a number of podcasters, YouTubers and local news outlets in attendance. This included WHIO, which is the local US news channel, who interviewed RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM. This was shared on local TV news, radio, as well as online. Josh from Ham Radio Crash Course also did a live stream to his 346,000 YouTube subscribers, which included a chat with RSGB General Manager and the RSGB President. You can find links and views to these clips on the RSGB Notices section of the RSGB website. The RSGB Discovery Scheme has just been relaunched in a new format. Now called the Discovery Logbook, there are fewer requirements and easy-to-follow programme and exciting links with external organisations such as Parks on the Air and Worktall Britain. There are also some great RSGB awards to work towards if you'd like to include these in your programme of activities. The RSGB hopes that these links will enable radio amateurs to discover new ways of enjoying the hobby with the guidance and support of experts in those fields. There are three difficulty levels, and the first of these, called Explorer, has just been launched. To see the programme activities, find out how to get involved, or talk to the Society about linking your organisation with Discovery Logbook, go to RSGB website under Discovery. British Science Week is an annual event run by the British Science Association celebrating science, technology, engineering and maths. The event, which is taking place between the 7th and 16th of March, will have the theme Change and Adapt, which lends itself perfectly to amateur radio in the 21st century. As part of its commitment to encourage new radio amateurs into the hobby, the RSGB will again be providing resources and activities to inspire people of all ages to get involved. The RSGB is now collecting ideas for activities to primary and secondary schools or for use with the wider community. The 2025 theme offers a huge range of opportunities for creativity and discovery. Ideas could cover any area of the hobby, from construction to propagation, from making QSOs under supervision to space and satellites. Whatever the idea, the Society would love to hear from you. Please send ideas to the RSGB British Science Week coordinator, Ian Neal, M0KEO, at bsw@rsgb.org.uk. To find out more about previous activities, you can visit the same site under BSW and BritishScienceWeek.org. The popular electromagnetic field event, also known as EMF Camp, is taking place between the 30th of May and the 2nd of June. The event is a non-profit camping festival for those with an inquisitive mind. Over 3,000 like-minded people, including scientists, engineers and radio amateurs, are expected to attend the event in Eastnor, Herefordshire. For more information, visit emfcamp.org. Guisborough and District Amateur Radio Club is organising a mini-D expedition to Scotland on the Isle of Lewis from the 22nd to the 29th of September. The team has a couple of spaces left and is welcoming amateurs from other clubs who would like to join in. For more information, email m.dutton, D-U-T-T-O-N, at virginmedia.com. Now for details of rallies and events, Durham and District Amateur Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 26th of May at Bowburn Community Centre, Bowburn in County Durham, DH65AT. Doors open from 10:30 to 2:30 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 10 a.m. The entrance fee is £2. There'll be a bring and buy sale, trade stand, special interest group and an RSGB bookstall. Catering and a licensed bar will be available on site. More information, contact Michael, G7TWX on 07826924192, or email dadars@gmx.com. Spalding and District Amateur Radio Society's annual rally takes place on Sunday the 2nd of June. This year sees the event taking place at a new venue, Spalding Rugby and Football Centenary Club, that is Centenary Park, Drainbank North Spalding Links, P126AF. The event will feature a free on-site park, inside and outside traders, an RSGB bookstall and an outside boot area. General admission £3 per person. More information, sdars.org.uk/Spalding Rally. The Junction 28 radio rally is coming up on Sunday the 9th of June at Alfreton Sports Centre, D557BD, 1 mile from the M1 Junction 828. The doors open from 10:15. Admission is £4. More information, visit snadarc.com or contact jfigures22rally@snadarc.com. The Worktall Britain Awards Group will be holding its 2024 AGM at 12 p.m. at the Junction 28 Rally. Those unable to attend but wishing to join online via Zoom should email the group secretary at m1aib@worked-all-britain.org.uk. Now for the special event news, Hull and District Amateur Radio Society is running a special event station GBH0UL. From the 31st of May to the 2nd of June, the station is active to mark 100 years of amateur radio in Hull and to celebrate the 95th birthday of Honorary Club member Bernard Atkinson, G0SWO. Listen out for operators on the HF and VHF bands using SSB, FT4 and FT8. Special event stations CS2, GPDX, CR2, GPDX and CR3 GPDX are active until the 31st of May, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Portuguese DX group. The station will be operating all HF bands, including SSB, CW, FT8, FT4 and RTTY. QSL via logbook of the world only. Details of certificates and trophies available, cqrz.com. Martin, MW0BRO, is active as ZC4GW from Decalia in Cyprus until tomorrow the 27th of May. He's operating CW only, 40 to 6 metre bands, QSL via MW0BRO. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log and Logbook of the World. Rolf, DO4RKR, is active as 8Q7KR from the Maldives, AS013, until the 31st of May. He's working with 30 watts and operating SSB on the 10-metre band only. QSL via Rolf's home call directly or via the Bureau. Contest news, the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest started at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 25th, ends 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 26th. Using CW on 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Today, the 26th of May, the UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on 5.7 and 10 gigs frequency. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 28th, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs 1830 to 2130 UTC, 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 30th, the 80 metre club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using CW on the 80 metre band, the exchange is signal report and serial number. National Field Day starts at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 1st of June, ends at 1500 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of June. CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. The UK 6 metre summer contest starts 1300 UTC on Saturday the 1st of June, ends at 1300 on Sunday the 2nd of June. All modes on the 6 metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and membership number. The ARRL International Digital Contest runs 1800 UTC on Saturday the 1st of June until 2359 UTC on Sunday the 2nd of June. Using any digital mode, excluding RTTY, on the 160 to 6 metre bands, the exchange is your four-character locator. Sunday the 2nd of June, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs 0900 to 1500 UTC, all modes 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. After the extremely unsettled HF conditions on the 10th and 11th of May, they write, it was gratifying to see things returning to normal last week. The KP index has returned to being in the range of 1. The KP index has returned to being in the range of 1 to 4, and with solar flux index still in the 190s, we've seen some good propagations around the world, but make no mistake, it probably won't last. Active region 3664, which was the source of so much mayhem a couple of weeks ago, will soon be returning from its trip around the sun. It's probably been the source of a major flare while on the sun's far side, and there's a good chance we may get a repeat performance of last month. Meanwhile, make hay whilst the sun shines. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will increase above 200 next week, but unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for tomorrow, the 27th of May, and also for the end of the month and early June. Daytime critical frequencies have been up to between 8 and 9.3 megs, making 40 metres a good band for inter-G QSOs. These have also meant that the maximum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometre path has often exceeded 24 to 27 megs, making 12 metres a viable band for DX. Note that this is a bit patchy, so if you don't hear anything on 24 megs, just wait a while and check later. Nighttime critical frequencies are usually around 6 to 7 megs, meaning 20 megs is generally open all night, with occasional openings on 17 metres as well. We're also now well into the sporadic season, so there should be a lot of short skip into Europe on the 12 and 10 metre bands to play with. Now the VHF and UP propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The end of the current week in the lead up to the bank holiday weekend shows a low and its thundery rain moving north, leaving behind a slack area of pressure with a weak trend towards building a ridge over the country. The bulk of next week is showing up with a slack westerly pattern and weak fronts brushing past. From midweek and towards next weekend, the frontal systems will be more active with longer periods of heavy rain possible. The end result for most VHF and UP operators is that there may be some occasional tropo, especially overnight towards the slacker period with the weak ridge over the country by the start of the weekend. A more likely option will again be rain scatter, which will produce better scattering from larger raindrops. Now the summer season is upon us and thundery developments are more common. Check the many online weather radars for your tracking beam headings. Mutis Gata will also be worth considering since we're approaching the period when many lesser showers appear to prep up the background meteor count. This will obviously be useful for meteor scatter operations, but also serve the sporadic EFOC as well. The solar activity continues to deliver random events which take place on the take the KP index to higher values. Remember that a KP index greater than 5 indicates the chance of aurora propagation. The primary mode at this time of the year is sporadic E. The late May and early June period is often regarded as its peak time for monitoring your favourite VHF beacons. As many will know, the 10-metre band is a useful starting point for identifying the beginning of an opening and then check the higher bands in turn as the event strengthens. This is often indicated by the skip distance shortening on the 10-metre band. The other basing operating tip is to use the daily blog of the propquest.co.uk website for commentary on the effectiveness of the various upper air patterns such as jet streams, which can influence the location where sporadic E propagation occurs. There are no major meteor showers this week, so in between the sporadic E, look around dawn for the best random meteor prospects. Saturday the 22nd sees the lowest moon declination of the month, so next week we'll see lengthening moon windows. EME path loss is falling, but we're still over a week from perigee, its closest point to Earth. 144 meg sky noise starts the week high as it reached over 2,500 Kelvin on Saturday the 25th. It's low for the rest of the week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me this bank holiday weekend.